Grab your coffee, grab your kush, and grab your crystals. You are now sitting with Magically Bree and Goddess Chi, and we welcome you to our podcast. So sis, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better and better every day.
Every day?
Every day.
I can second that. Life is beautiful.
Always.
Experiencing life is beautiful.
Always.
So I do have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Since we experience things, people, how do you feel about unexpected connections?
Well, we're an unexpected connection, right? A couple years ago. All right, we're going to tell a story. Story time. A couple years ago, me and Bree. Oh, this is Goddess Chi, by the way. Hi, y'all. A couple years ago, we actually first met. And when we first met, we were on the job. And we didn't realize it.
On the man's job.
The man's job. And we didn't know it at the time, but we were related. And it was funny, before we even knew that we were cousins, we were already vibing. We was already, like, connected. And then she just kept... I was like, she reminds me. She looks like somebody I know. And then I was like, this nigga look like me.
I was like, wait, she do look like me.
Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about the family reunion, the whole mess with the, you know, our family.
Yeah, you know, all of that.
Actually,
we was talking about all of that.
Right,
the throwback.
Right. And then we realized that we had shared. We shared family, that we were actually family, and we were cousins. And it was funny because then once she mentioned it to her mom, it was like, oh yeah, I know her mom. Like, yeah, that's your cousin. Mm-hmm. And this, that, and the third. So that was really cool. So I love unexpected connections. I think, like, isn't that like life's like little like surprises, like bonus prizes,
yeah,
of people?
They come in nice packages sometimes. Because other times we have unexpected connections that serve us nothing. So that's something to be mindful of too. But it's all an experience to be had.
Right. And I don't think, like, I think every connection kind of serves its purpose, even if it's to teach you, like, what you don't want in your life, or what, like you said, is not necessary in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for instance, like, I think everybody has, like, janky family. And
at least one of them motherfuckers got a problem.
Janky, yeah. Somebody got issues. And yeah, some of the people I meet, I'm like, how did I come from that? But then at the same time, I kind of say, you know what? That's actually like a physical manifestation of like a part of me that exists on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
That is a potentiality. And
everything is you.
Right.
You are everything.
Right. So I was just like, oh, this is kind of cool. And I think, and when I shifted my perspective,
mm-hmm,
that's when things started to, like, I think there was more kind of unexpected connections. Like our tribe, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dope ass tribe of people. This is a group of the most beautiful melanated beings on the planet, mm-hmm, that are just beautiful humans, like real good humans, like people. How do we even find these people? And then it's just like, you have to emanate the vibe.
I think it's because when you meet somebody who is just as genuine, just as passionate, and looks at life on a level and an aspect that you do, it's easier for your spirits, and that's just a small plane because everything has a spirit, but for your spirits to just be like, what's up, nigga?
Yeah.
I know you,
yeah,
nigga. So, and like you always say, like,
what's up,
cuz? What's up? Like, we are all different universes trying to flow around each other.
Right.
And sometimes it works.
And sometimes it don't.
And that's okay.
Right.
That is okay. So, one little funny little story. Because this, when I tell you this is my dog. But this fool right here. So, mind you, when we're on the job, for people who know me, you know my hair is natural. At this time, my hair was just out in coils.
Late and slayed.
It was out in coils and a puff.
No, you had... I know exactly what you're talking about. You had your side cut. You had it, like, shaped up. And you
shout out to my barber.
Right. Barber's lit. What's the barber's name? You can't even
shout Edwin. Out. Okay. Shout out to Edwin.
Hey, Edwin. It was usually you have coils, your hair would be different all the time. Yeah. So you have to remember that too.
Yeah.
So it was straight. It was like really straight. Like you had it bumped, like that shit was bumped. Like
oh was, shit. Okay. I might have had a blowout. I might have had a blowout.
Blowout. Yes.
I thought it was when I had curls though.
No,
I had a blowout.
Was,
okay.
No, it was the blowout because I thought the blowout was a piece.
This fool gonna say, is that a piece?
Right. I thought I she said, had a little oh, that shit was silky as fuck. And I was like, yo, that shit is fire. Like, is that a piece? Like, can I go pick that shit up?
Can
somewhere?
I get one? Where can I get one?
She's like, no. Nah.
But just that, like, to meet somebody and it could be just as simple as being at the store somewhere. And you can have a cashier and y'all vibe. Y'all peep some shit. And it's just like, let's look at this shit here.
Right, right.
And y'all have that vibe, that hey girl vibe.
But you know. We have those things.
And that's what I'm saying, though. So it's like, those type of connections, all of them are unexpected.
Right.
Like, sometimes we walk around and we expect people to just be an asshole.
Right.
When really they give off a nice vibe and you're like, damn, that kind of made me feel good. I don't right. know you. I don't. Really, I might not
just,
care to know you.
Yeah, some people just got strong ass faces.
And that's true too. But we love everybody just
the same. I
like the all
same. The faces. I think it makes life interesting. If everybody yeah. was the same, it would be boring.
It would be boring as shit.
It was boring as fuck out here. Like,
people are starting to look the same, but that'd be another episode.
yeah, that's a deeper dive.
That's a deeper dive.
That's a deeper dive.
We shallow
we're
right now.
That for another.
Yeah, session. When we get to the 10-foot.
Anyway,
so I think unexpected connections really are a tour guide through this plane. Like everything that comes your way, you either gotta embrace it, let that shit go, find out how to maneuver from it, level up from it.
Mm-hmm.
You could take some soil and grow some beautiful shit.
And just live life. Like, yeah. I think it's cool to meet different people. I think it's cool to, like, be in a situation where you, like, go to a place that you didn't want to go to. Or you go to a party because, like, I'm old as fuck now. So I don't really be trying to go nowhere. Like, my turn up is the couch. A nap is, like... It's like a treat for me.
Yeah.
So when I do go to places and I'm like, I don't really want to go, but I'm going to go. And then you go out and then you do meet some like real cool ass people. And you're like, yo, I'm so happy that I came out. And like even this year, like I'm always like, you know, I'm very picky about the people that I put in my circle just because when you are my friend, you are my family.
Right.
Like there's no in between for me. And if you're not my family, then you're just an acquaintance, which is fine. Like I still have like the utmost love and respect for all those people. But at the same time, like there's just different levels of just energy that I'm willing to give to that person.
Yes.
So I think like when you really meet like genuine cool people, like I've met two new people this year that were are just really just like such beautiful spirits. Mm-hmm. They're both very different, but the ladies are just their energy is just so wonderful and just like refreshing. It's like drinking like some Simply Lemonade. Mm-hmm. Just
whew. And that's dope too because I feel like we have power in creating the energy we want around us.
Right.
So we call those type of people to us as well.
Facts.
Like we gonna pull it our way if that's something that we feel like we need and it can be mutually a beneficial thing.
Right.
So
we attract what we vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do believe like what you focus most of your attention on, that is what's gonna manifest into your reality.
Absolutely.
So if you're focused on negativity and lack and then you see that your life is like that, there might be something going on in your brain. There might be something that you're focused on so hard that it starts to become real.
Right, right.
So.
Right. And that's something that we can definitely help with, which would be a plug in the future as well. But everybody goes through what their reality is for themselves and the struggle between the shit that life throws at us and the shit that we actually love.
And what's true.
And what's true. And was true because we can really
we live in a fake ass reality.
We live in a fake ass reality and everybody is guess what pumping into it and It is what it is. And it's right, because it's still a currency. It's still an exchange. It's still an energy transfer. It's still
And it's all necessary.
And it's all necessary. And you make it with the you make it what you want it to be.
Right.
Just like anything else.
This is a whole video game, TV show.
Hey, if you want to scam, scam. You want to OnlyFans? Oh, have the best motherfucking page out there.
But we don't suggest that you do anything illegal.
Right. Nothing illegal in OnlyFans is
it's
legal.
There's too many legal ways to get your bread these days. Doing some scammy shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody, it's so many lanes that were created that everybody be skating just, hey, hey, hey. There's really not a lot of authenticity. And I feel like it's even harder for people to find who they actually are. Some people aren't 9-to-5, robotic, I need to go to work, I need to do this, okay, it's time for bed, wake up the next day and do it again.
And some people are, because they're like, yo, I don't want to have the stress and the pressure of having to be the person that runs everything all the time, because that's like heavy too. Like sometimes people just want to be able to show up, get their dough and leave and be disconnected from it.
And that's other life for real.
Are, yeah. And then other people are like, no, I need to have full control over my time and my finances and what it is that I'm doing. But I think that's what's beautiful too, is like everybody's so different and they're so like every single individual, there's no two people that's the same. And I think that's what's the most interesting about this earth plane.
Because you'll never get it. Once you find it once, it's hard as hell to find it again. It's impossible, I would say.
Right.
Because nothing is ever going to be the exact same.
Right.
Nothing.
And I think that's what's cool about unexpected connections. And it's like, you never expect for the people that are going to have the most impact in your life to not just have an impact in your life, but also to show up in your life.
To show up and show out. Because I only believe in giving that type of energy, because that's one of the most best qualities that I have. So I let that shine the most.
Okay.
If you want, shout out to the Sagittarius out there. We set fire to anything, but we are also graceful. So shout out to the real ones.
Yeah.
Shout out to the unexpected connections, because they really mean a lot. They're a tour guide through this motherfucker.
Yes.
So they are to be appreciated.
Absolutely. And I'm here for all of it.
Okay.
So, let us know of any of y'all's unexpected connections and how they've added to y'all's existence.
How they added or subtracted as well.
Right. All the things.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you guys enjoyed your Saturday snack.
Mm.
I'm Goddess Chi.
I'm Magically Brie. And until next time, coffee, kush, and crystals.
Pax et amour.